there's over half a million allocated to Donegal, a huge, massive shortfall from the government. We were notified there not so long ago that monies came through, and I suppose with the pandemic and everything, it came in under the radar. But yet again, the government has failed to adequately fund what needs to be funded. If we were to wait to do all the roads that needs to be done, and the funding that's coming through, drip fed through, it would take us 30, 35 years to do all the roads. It's nowhere near enough, and actually it's quite patronising towards the people of Donegal yet again. But there's other questions here that needs to be answered as well, that Donegal County Council have convened a review of all LISs. Now, a lot of these, to my understanding, has been approved, and people have been notified that they qualify. It doesn't mean that they will definitely get money to do the road, but that they qualify. And here we are now asking people who genuinely believe that they had qualified and had hoped through that as time passed that the road would eventually be done. But their view now is what they're doing is to see if they do meet the criteria. And the number of questions here, how can you qualify, and now after 1 or 2 or 3 years, they're now doing another review to see if you actually do qualify. So we've told people that they do qualify, and we could be turning around very shortly now telling people no, that they actually don't. So what I've been asking for is if there's a review happening of all that's on the list waiting to get the roads done, surely it's only right that all those that got the roads done, there should be a review of that as well.
Do you believe the question marks lie over the criteria as to whether or not people qualify, or the criteria as to who didn't actually receive funding and how that was adjudicated?
Well, I've been consistent in my position since elected in 2014 on LIS. I believe that how we allocate the LIS scheme needs to be reviewed and maybe changed completely. It's only a couple of months ago that I spoke to the minister directly, Minister Michael Ring, and he told me at the time that he himself wasn't even happy with how the LIS was being administrated. So I think, yeah, there has to be a radical change.